Why are you trying to convince us? Why are you trying to sell this person on getting in? Why don't you find somebody who wants to get in? There are tons of people that look at this and want to join. You just have to go through the numbers to find them. Don't sell people on getting in. Let them want to join. You can't have a feeling of desperation that you need them. Otherwise, no one will join you. If they sense, just like that horse, that I was scared, it's over. If a person senses that you need them, it's over. The other intention that you have to have is an overall general intention as you're building your business. Most of you, when you send out a Success Secrets CD, you hope that the person wants to listen to Your Wish Is Your Command. And when they get to Your Wish Is Your Command, you hope that they want to see the business. And when you show somebody the business, you really hope that they want to join. The basic intention you should have as you're building this is you have to care, but not that much. You have to have that release. If people sense that you don't care whether they get in or not, I mean, you care, but not that much, that's when people will join you. If they sense you are desperate for them to join, that you really hope that they join, that you want them to join desperately, they won't. This is a subtle distinction that makes all the difference in the world. Care, but not that much. Another intention as you're going through this is the intention that when somebody says no, it doesn't necessarily mean no. When somebody says no, it doesn't necessarily mean no. Many times it means they don't know enough. So the intention that you have to be putting out is, if I hear a no, it doesn't necessarily mean no. Sometimes it means they don't know enough. The intention is, it's okay if somebody says no. They're not interested. It's okay. Some of you hate when somebody says no. Some of you fear that somebody's going to say they're not interested. Don't fear that at all. Embrace that. Remember those slides I showed you last night of all these people that are making millions of dollars a year in network marketing and have complete financial freedom, that built huge organizations? You know the interesting thing about those folks? They've had the most no's. They've had the most people say no to them. The reason that they're successful in this industry is because they got more no's than you. In this industry, when somebody shares the opportunity or the member benefits from somebody, and when one person says no, when one person says something negative, that person quits, shuts down. They allowed someone to steal their dream. When somebody says no to you, they're not saying no to you. They're not saying no to the Global Information Network. They're saying no to their own dreams. It has nothing to do with you. It's not going to affect your income. It's going to affect theirs. Your intention is, if somebody says no, you have to understand this is not for everyone and it may not be for them. And it's sad that they missed it. But that's okay, because I care, but not that much. That's the intention. When you have that, you will succeed in this at a much higher level, because then everything flows easier. No one feels pressure. Nobody feels desperation. More people will be attracted to you